From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump used his first solo press conference to deliver a broad defense of his first month in office. At times, the give and take with reporters was combative and comical, with Mr. Trump alternating between joking with and then lecturing the media. A number of questions dealt with whether there was any contact between the Trump transitional team and Russian officials. Just this week, National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was ousted after it was revealed that he misled White House officials about the nature of his conversations with Russian officials. At a meeting of NATO members in Brussels, U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis ruled out any military cooperation and collaboration between the United States and Russia because current conditions are not ideal.
We do not or are not in a position right now to collaborate on a military level, but our political leaders will engage and try to find common ground or a way forward where Russia, living up to its commitments, will return to a partnership of sorts here with NATO.
Relations between Washington and Moscow have reached their lowest point since the Cold War because of Russia's alleged meddling in last year's U.S. elections and its continued aggression toward Ukraine. Mattis said before any military cooperation takes place with Russia, it must prove itself able to comply with international law. An Islamic State suicide bomber has killed at least 75 people, wounded 250 others, happened at a crowded Shiite shrine in southern Pakistan. Reuters reporting 30 of those killed were children. The deadliest attack this week, on Monday, was 14 dead. This is